everyone knows how Srila Prabhupada gave his most quality time and the majority of his time to writing those books. You see those books over there. Those are some books that Srila Prabhupada wrote. And of course the books aren't just there to be sold. They're not an appendix, well, not even an appendix, but a footnote to Krishna consciousness. But they're sort of integral, excuse me. Trying to get comfortable here. They're integral to perfecting our Krishna consciousness. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which was a book that Srila Prabhupada didn't translate for us, but he wanted it done. Gopa Kumar is a real kirtaniya, and he has extraordinary faith in the chanting of his mantra. He doesn't chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, he chants the Gopal mantra, the version of the mantra that we also chant, or these initiated Brahmins chant. By the power of his chanting, he achieves different types of perfection. He attains different realms in the material world. Someone's telephone is on. And he... He gets all the way past the realm of liberation, and to achieve the association with Darshan of Lord Shiva. And when he meets Lord Shiva, then he also, by Lord Shiva's grace, he gets the opportunity to meet with the residents of Vaikuntha. Actually, some of the devotees in Vaikuntha who travel to different places, he sees when he's in the spiritual sky, he sees different Vishnu Dutas, and they're flying to different universes to preach. Some of these Vishnudutas, they come to him and they preach to him. And they explain to him the glories of the holy name. And of course, Gopa Kumar he's worshipping Gopal. He was born in Govardhan. He has faith and a certain understanding of Gopal. Initially, he doesn't even know who Gopal is, but he has attraction, and he wants to attain that realm where Gopal lives. So the Vaikuntha Dutas say that if you keep chanting the way you're chanting now, then you can go to Vaikuntha, but there's no Gopal there. Or at least Gopal has four arms and he's not herding cows, so you won't be able to see what you're looking for. So Gopal, what do I have to do? He says, you don't actually understand the science of devotional service yet. You don't know the nine limbs of devotional service. You know, you don't know the different aspects of Krishna consciousness. He says, you have to go back to earth and you have to study. you have to understand what it is that you're actually doing. You have to know what this mantra is. You have to know the principles underlying this mantra. You have to understand the tattva or the principles, who your Gopal is, where he is. And you have to perfect these different angas: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam. So if you don't know about these, you're not going to get any further. This is as far as you go. Well, where do I do that? So you go back to Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is the best place to practice devotional service. And then they say, and by the way, your attitude is also not suitable. When you hear from Vaishnavas and you learn about bhakti, you realize that you can't just chant out of duty. You can't chant because you like it. You can't chant because it's just pleasurable for you. You have to develop a spontaneous desire to glorify Gopal and to please him. And it's only with that spontaneous attachment that you're going to go to where he is, which is way beyond Vaikuntha. So that then becomes the last part of Gop Kumar's quest. So here are these two things. This is why Srila Prabhupada gave us his books. You can chant Hare Krishna, but unless you study these books deeply and apply the knowledge of the books to the chanting, well, this isn't as far as you go, you can go a little further. There's a limit as to how far you can go. So Srila Prabhupada said that I'm primarily writing these books for my followers, especially books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And when with knowledge, Krishna says, Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Putra Madhava Madhava. If you know about me, then you can learn to love me. So these are very fundamental ingredients that are really essential for our progress in devotional service. And for that reason, we have to treasure and value these gifts that Srila Prabhupada gave us. And with the proper mood of trying to chant to please Radha Gopinanda, then both jnana, bhava. So these two things, bhava jnana tapasa, uttama bhava mayata. Then you can go to Goloka, and this is the best place to do it. So Vishnu Buddha said, you go back to earth, you go back to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the best place to practice sadhana bhakti. Srila Prabhupada also said, in fact, I'm just listening to the tape, where Prabhupada is saying, wherever my deities are installed all over the world, that is Vrindavan. And Prabhupada specifically wrote, one of his disciples, Saramangala, he said, you should know that this temple, he was talking about bhakti in a manner, he said this is Vrindavan. Where the deity of Krishna is, then Vrindavan, and all of the wonderful pastime places associated with Vrindavan, they're also there. So, Srila Prabhupada's books are his, as he said, his personal ecstasies. Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.